Thursday, May 11 was supposed to be an exciting day at North Bay Memorial Gardens. It was expected to be Game 1 of the OL Finals, with the London Knights making the trip north to battle for the coveted J. Ross Robertson Cup as OL playoff champion. However, the Peterborough Petes spoiled a Game 7 party with a 3-2 win in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals on Monday to put an end to an amazing season for the North Bay Battalion. Wednesday, the rink was empty. In less than a week, the ice with the fancy Bobby Orr Trophy logo will be taken out until August. Battalion players made their final visit of the season for exit meetings, to say goodbyes, and to sign some battalion memorabilia located on a long table outside the dressing room. Pasquale Zito, with a large cut above his nose, missed the final two games of the playoffs due to concussion protocol. Zito played and lost in a Game 7 in the OL Finals with Windsor against Hamilton last spring, and then had watch from the stands as his new team, the Battalion, lost in the Conference Finals to Peterborough. "It is sad leaving the rink today, seeing the guys that are moving on," said the Red Wings prospect who joined the Battalion in a December trade with Niagara. "It will be sad not seeing their faces in the room every single day. We had a really tight group here and this team was special. I think we could have ran with this team and won in the fun rounds." Overage forward Kyle MacDonald scored a Game 7 game winner against the Colts in the second round. Now the big power forward, who signed as a free agent with the Dallas Stars, is waiting to hear if he will join the Texas Stars, Dallas All affiliate, for their playoff run. "Get things sorted out and they told me we will talk in a few days," said MacDonald. "I hope that's the case, so we will see in the next couple of weeks." While there is the excitement that his season could continue in the All, MacDonald reflected on a group of players he will never forget here in North Bay. "There is a brotherhood here, best friends for life," said MacDonald. "You come to the rink, you work with the same group of guys, you get better as a person." Matvei Petrov, an Edmonton Oilers prospect, could come back as an overager with the troops, but he will likely be playing in the All or NHL next season. The first overall pick by the North Bay Battalion in the 2020 CHL import draft has so much to be thankful for in his time in North Bay. He says he learned a new language and found a second home. "I will be missing these guys so much. And this was such a great group," said Petrov. Petrov wishes he could have done more on the ice to pay back the coaches and battalion GM Adam Dennis. "They have done so much for us, we should have made that big step in Game 7 but we didn't," said Petrov. "It's pretty tough, man." While Wednesday closed another chapter in battalion hockey lore, Ty Nelson tried to be upbeat and look to the future. "The camaraderie in the room was unbelievable, and that is something you need to have, and we hope we can build a room like this for next year," he said.